Blog Talk Radio.
Everything's fine, right? Everything's sailing along. Then all of a sudden it's 2-2, and here it comes. And I quote, "If you think this team is better than Boston or can beat them in the playoffs, you're wrong." It's 2-2, right? So I respond, "Count me among the wrong," right? And a bunch of Ranger fans went after this guy. Well, here was his response. "Boston dominates people. They win 5-2. The Rangers win 3-2. And I said, "What the hell difference does that make? You win 5-2 or you win 3-2, and it's 2 points either way." I said, "The Rangers don't dominate. All they do is win." And I'm telling you something. Boston took a risk. He's out 4 to 6 weeks. They just signed Marty Turco. Tim Thomas, he ain't carrying that team the rest of the season. They're going to have to stick Turco in there. You might as well start printing up your Eastern Conference champions T-shirts, if there are such a thing.
Yeah. Marty Turco is horrible. It's over.
I guess Manny Fernandez wasn't available. When they trade for DiPietro? Well,
he's always hurt.
Montoya, he was on waivers. Maybe they could have picked him up.
God bless.
It was no, Marcy. It was not Scotty Hockey, but. He was complaining, I heard, because I don't follow him anymore because it's just he's an idiot. He was complaining that I guess Delzato was the second star yesterday.
This is what we're complaining about?
Yeah, he was complaining. Well, he's the one that calls him Delzaster. and he'll stick by it. Michael Delzato could have 30 goals and 75 assists this season, and he'd still call him that because he'll refuse to ever admit he's wrong. He is the worst kind of Ranger fan, the worst.
Well, he's a dick. Sounds like the guy's a dick who, on the side, is a Ranger fan.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
And he hates Anisimov.
Those are fighting words with me. I'll take Scotty Hockey on straight on. Now, listen.
Anisimov.
And we got a Boston game. Let's go with the Boston game first. I agree with Bluto that we totally got dominated in that game. That's about where it ends. I think Boston has a great game plan against us. They know that the Rangers do not carry the puck out of their own zone. They like to chip the puck up the boards to get it to their forwards. So what they do is they put pressure and clog up the boards and force the Rangers to move the puck up the ice, which they can't do very well, except I know Jim has a theory of when they do that. I think they completely shut down the Rangers, but the Rangers all year do one thing well. They score timely goals, and they score when it counts. And, yeah, a lot of the times Henrik's got to bail them out, you know, of a game. But that's why we've got Henrik, and that's why we're winning games. I have no shame in winning a game that territorially we're outplayed. We got outshot badly in that game. As a matter of fact, you throw the previous Bruin game, that's two in a row against Bruin, but they walk out with no points. And we walk out with two. So, what are we, 3-0 against them?
Yes, sir. 8-0 this season combined against the Flyers and Bruins.
I mean, that's impressive. I don't care how you do it. There's plenty of times we've seen in our lives, Rangers dominate and lose. It's good teams win. Listen, I'm not a Giant fan. And I would say this year, though, that I think the Giants offensively, and I hate to talk about football, but I'll just say for a second. Offensively, I think the Giants had something this year. But usually the Giant team is built around defense, and you kind of, as a Jet fan or a football fan, you wonder how they win, you know. But they win. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's the bottom line. It's no matter how ugly you win. When you win, you win, you win. Win, 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 win.
Right.
So, and you got to factor into that. There's no Callahan. There hasn't been no Ryan Callahan for the last three games, right? They came out with 5 out of 6 points in those three games. It's an integral part of the team, both off the ice, on the ice, and with his production. It's the three things that are vital in two games without Delzato, where you had to see a smattering of Wojtyla. Was it Bickle started the other game, or was it Emminger? I'm not sure. I feel like Emminger's found his way to, I wouldn't say Chateau Bow Wow, but this is what happened to him at the end of last year. He didn't see much time. It's like,
I think he outlives his usefulness.
Well, he had just come back from the injury, so I thought that he might get some more playing time, but it looks like Tortorella is really enamored with Bickle. And so
Big Pickle.
It's Big Pickle, and I think
8 assists?
He had like 4 of them in the first 4 games or whatever he had.
Hey.
I think, with all it's said and done, the Rangers just keep rolling along. What do they have, 92 points? Something like that? Not sure on that. 91 points. What, is 18 games left?
Yes, sir.
Dude, we're talking like one of the better, if things go as planned, this could be like in the top 6 or 7 point getting Ranger teams of all time we're watching. Well, and they're not winning a lot of these cheesy shootout crapola and overtimes. So, this team has got to be respected. It's got to be respected. I want some spect.
Here, you want to hear some? You want to hear some impressive numbers?
Hit me with your numbers, and then hit me with your rhythm stick.
I got it.
Hit me.
I got it.
Make it fast and make it quick. Hit me. All right. Go ahead.
Hey now.
No.
All right. Henrik Lundqvist has started the Rangers' last 23 consecutive games against the Bruins since the start of 2006 and 2007. He started the last 23 games against the Bruins since the start of 2006-07. And 26 of the 7 of 27 games between the clubs since joining the Rangers. He's been opposed by Tim Thomas, Tuukka Rask, Manny Fernandez, aforementioned, Hannu Toivonen. He's big, he's bald, he's Alex Auld, and Joey McDonald. So he's faced 6 different goalies. The Rangers are 25-2 against the Bruins since the lockout with, are you ready for this? Kevin Weeks in net against Thomas for a 4-3 overtime victory in Boston on April 8th of 2006. So Weeks is the last goaltender other than Henrik to face the Bruins.
Wow.
Like we were just saying, the Rangers lead the Bruins by 12 points for first place in the East, while leading the fourth place Penguins by 10 points for first in the Atlantic, with all three teams having 18 games remaining. The Rangers will face Boston one more time at the Garden on April 1st. Rangers and Penguins will meet twice, at home on March 15th and in Pittsburgh on April 5th. And like I said before, the Rangers are 8-0 against the Bruins and Flyers. Now here we go. Here comes the fun part. The Rangers have played 64 games and have only 15 regulation losses. 15!
I know.
That is amazing. Rangers got 5 out of the 6 possible points in this 3 games in essentially 2.5 days. They played 3 hockey games in 2.5 days and got 5 of the 6 possible points. Are you ready for this one?
Give it to me.
Brian Boyle had an assist in this one's pretty cool. Brian Boyle had an assist yesterday. The Rangers are 16-0-1 this season in games in which Brian Boyle has recorded a point. 5 goals and 12 assists. 16-0-1 with Frank and Boyle. The Rangers appear this will be now with 18 games to go and only needing 9 points, the Rangers are going to get 100 points. This will be just their 7th 100-point season. And if they win the division, which it looks like they will, this will only be their 8th first-place finish. 8th! How many years are they playing? 212?
Since the 1600s.
Their 8th first-place finish.
That is
why Ranger fans have got to enjoy this. This happens. This team has been around 86 years. This happens. This is
Thomas.
The 8th time. This happens once every 11 years if we're lucky. You got to enjoy this. They are 1 win away from matching last year's point total. They need 22 points in 18 games to top the 1994's team season points record. So essentially, they have to go 11-7 the rest of the way, and they will become the winningest team in franchise history, for better or worse. With this franchise's history, they will become the winningest team in their history. And in a strange coincidence, props to Dave Lozo on NHL.com for figuring this out. The Rangers earned their 91st point against the Bruins yesterday. And last season, they also earned their 91st point against the Bruins, but they didn't do it until game 80 on April 4th. So how about that?
I got a little goose pimply there when you said they would have the most points of any team, Ranger team, ever.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
We were talking about it. Let me just finish the one thought. We were talking about it last night, and I said they had 200-point seasons under Emil. It was actually 3. three in a row. I think maybe – I think it was 70, 71, 71, 72, and 72, 73. They hit 100 – it was like 101, 102, 109, somewhere right around there. And then they hit the they hit the 100-point mark with Roger Nielsen in 91, 92, and then in 94, and then they did it with Rennie the year after the lockout. And that's it. And that's it.
The 94 team was loaded with veterans, loaded with – this team is a very young team.
Bunch of babies.
There really are. And that's what's really impressive. This isn't a one-shot deal where, you know, we're going for it in 1 year. So that's what gives me, you know, the proverbial goosebumps and chills, is that the youth and the youth that's coming. And what we got here, even sans the youth. Marion Gaborik, I posted on the Facebook group, this guy has proven last year's naysayers wrong. He's proven this guy is, I mean, he's still scoring. You know, I looked at it, you know, I said, what does he have, 32 goals, Jim? Something like that?
Yes.
And I say, 32, you know, he had 40, whatever he had the other year. And but then I looked at the league totals. They're not that high. Wait, he's like, what, third or fourth in goals, maybe, or fifth? You got Stamkos, he's headed to 50. He's not
yeah,
there
he's
already.
He's got 47 already.
You got Malkin. I think Neal's got over 30. Who else has got over 30? Scott Hartnell? No, I'm serious. I think he has 30 goals, that dude.
Boyle.
Maybe last year he was making a run at it. But so I think I think Marion's played well, and cross your fingers that everything remains healthy with him, because that's the issue. He's got the groin's problem. And as Marcy's saying in the chat room, Ryan Callahan has stepped up and really become a man, Sam. He's doing it all over the ice, leading by example. And just has really made the identity of the team. You know, he set the bar, and that's why it's even more impressive that they got 5 out of 6 points, although that loss in overtime to Ryan Malone and the Tampa Bay Lightning was a little annoying, since the Rangers did come back and squandered a goal by Brandon Dubinsky.
A goal that I predicted.
You predicted that?
Yep. 5 minutes before it happened, I tweeted. And you can go look. You can look this up. I tweeted, Brandon Dubinsky is going to tie this game, call it a hunch. And 5 minutes later, he scored. And my Twitter just like blew up. I had 50 replies from people. Who's here in the chat room that follows me? Captain. That's not Captain. I'm trying to see if anybody here would have been there and saw it. No. I don't think so. But anyway, yes, you can look it up, as they say. Lando Hahn is here. A lot of new people here tonight. Lando Hahn is here, and Nicole DeVita is here. I think those are new people. Howie Sussman, he's new.
Yeah, and 5208 Rangers. D-Rex, 27 Rangers. Who else we got? I saw somebody else that I was like, wow.
D.B. Maven, he's new.
D.B. Maven. We got a lot of good people here, a lot of Captain Ranger. I'm loving it. New people, old people, and
long time listener, first time caller.
It's an unlawful gathering.
As usual.
Now, let's get down to it. I wanted two things. First of all, I wanted to acknowledge two very good goals that happened in the past three games. How about Artem Anisimov's goal against Carolina? Oh, what a thing of beauty. Yes. Autumnissimo.
Artissimo.
That's right. All the Islander fans were watching as Autumn.
Antimov.
Scored. And then D-Step's goal last night against Tim Thomas, who's now claiming, Jim, that the lights have affected his goaltending at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Do you believe that this is a valid point, that the lights have now affected Tim Thomas's performance at Madison Square Garden? Because I see he's got a goals against around 2.57 at MSG. So what's your answer to that, Jimmy, my boy?
It seems bright enough for Henrik in that building. He doesn't seem to have any problems.
Sounds like a little bit of sour grapes, Mr. Thomas. Frankly, against the Rangers, you don't look good. Either in Boston or at Madison Square Garden. I know you're a very good goaltender, but when you play the Rangers, they seem to have your number. And I wouldn't be going blaming the lights. That was a little bit of a wah moment for Tim Thomas. You should never make comments like that. You're never going to look good when you make a comment like that. Wouldn't you agree?
Of course not. I mean, how are you going to... The lights don't affect Henrik Lundqvist? It's just dumb. You know, I could see if... You know, I could see if there was like a problem with the ice and there was like this big divot right in front of his crease or something, you know. The ice at my end sucked. There was a big ditch in front of me. I get that, but it's dark in that arena.
I mean, there are some shadows, but it's not, you know, like you said, how many times have we seen an opposing goaltender go in the Garden and completely play lights out against the Rangers, have the game of his career over the years? They didn't have problems with the lights.
Right. Fat ass from Newark, he didn't have any problems when he shut the Rangers out a couple of weeks ago. Right?
Yeah.
Jabba?
Yeah.
He didn't have any problems.
So don't give me that nonsense. Can't beat us. Somebody, I think it was the Mark Weissman who used to be part of this program, but
who?
I don't know what happened to him. You know, that guy. Well, he said that we should chant at the next game, "Can you see us?" Which I think is pretty good. Right?
That's great.
Can you see us? I think that would be pretty funny. Yeah. So,
You know, Marcy, you know, we talk about the ice, and Marcy made a comment in the chat room. MSG has ice problems, not light problems. And I agree, because that's what everybody says, that the Garden has bad ice. You watch any game at Madison Square Garden, and if you watch the opposing team's feed, whoever it is, they'll talk about the ice. And they'll talk about, and the players will always rate that ice as among the worst in the league. But every time the Rangers are on NBC at home, Pierre McGuire talks about how great the ice is at MSG. He did it again yesterday.
He did?
The ice here used to be a problem, but not anymore. The ice here is great. Really?
Well, he's right down there, but the guy's also a major league buffoon, so it's hard to take him seriously. I did notice that the tune changed during that broadcast from being pro-Ranger to completely pro-Bruin. It seems like when the Rangers are playing lesser opponents, it's, you know,
my team should be proud that University of Wisconsin, Ryan McDonough, is playing in the NHL at this level. I mean, it's absolutely...
But then it was just... Yesterday was a Bruin fest. You know, I guess because the Bruins are the Stanley Cup defending Stanley Cup champions. You know, what do you think about the fights before we get to the calls? Because... I know we got some really good phone calls coming up, but...
Yeah, well, you know, that was... I've said this before. I'm not a... And I thought this was the problem with the game yesterday, is I thought that once the Rangers were up 2-0, and Boston called that timeout. From the time they called the timeout, the Rangers, to me, kind of let the Bruins dictate the terms of the rest of the game for the most part. They got into the fights with the Bruins that they really didn't have any business getting in, especially Prust fighting Lucic.
Yeah, Lucic.
Why? There was no point in that fight, and that really is what got the Bruins going. I never understand the need to fight when you get off in a situation like that. When you get up 2-0,
I
just think it's dumb.
One thing I was good about the Prust fight, I mean, although he did lose the fight, I'd take that trade off any day. If you can get Lucic off the ice, or Lucic, as he's known to some.
Yeah.
If you can get him off the ice, I think that's a good trade-off. Now, and it was funny because Chara and Scott, and I'll get to my John Scott evaluation. What?
Nothing. No, go ahead. Go finish your thought.
Why? You have a John Scott issue?
Not an issue.
Lucic.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We'll get to the John Scott. We'll take some phone calls first. We'll talk about it all and review the fights and whatever. I like this. Nicole just came into this dressing. I'm in the dressing room.
Dressing room?
Dressing room. I feel like we're ready for a game here. She just came into the dressing room. She just came into the chat room. And it's just right.
As long as you live.
Every time I make mistakes, ladies and gentlemen, he's all over me. I'm sure there'll be a clip next week.
I would never do that to you.
Yes. Not going to Big Dog Radio.
Come on, that's a classic line. That's become part of the vernacular.
When I make mistakes, it ain't funny. There he's got it loaded and ready.
You better not pull that clip and put it off.
No, all I was going to say about John Scott was that it's when we talked about the trade, one of the things you said, and I agreed with you, was that he's never going to play.
Yeah,
and
he's playing.
Play.
Well, he's only playing till Callahan comes back, and then he's riding a pump.
Because he is the best substitute when there's no Ryan Callahan. I look around the room, and now Callahan's not playing. Who do I put in? Oh, well, we got to have John Scott. He's a Ryan Callahan clone.
Bartissimo.
Exactly. All right. Should we go to the phones?
Yeah.
All right. Calling in from Fort Myers Beach, Florida. Frankie, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing peachy keen. I actually have the family coming down here from Larchmont coming Wednesday to verify that I'm still alive.
you can verify
anyway,
it. We got you on tape.
Okay. I saw Michael St. Croix got his 41st goal. He's got 98 points now, so it looks like he's going to hit 100 points before the season's out.
Wow.
And he's a plus 39.
Wow.
That's incredible. And another thing I noticed was I checked out a number 4 draft choice, Andrew Yogan, and he's a left wing 6'3", 200. He can fight a little. He's a great fighter. But they have it on YouTube of him going behind his own net and skating all the way up ice, through the forwards, through the defenseman, and backhanding it into the opposing net. I've never seen any Ranger do that, skate the entire ice and do that.
Wow. No, you're right.
And he's got 33 goals this year. He missed 1 year in juniors because of a separated shoulder that needed to be operated on. But I guess Yogan is going to be on the radar screen this year in the AHL. He's eligible to play in the AHL. And McElrath and Christian Thomas have finished their fourth year in juniors. So I got to believe, and they're 1992 players, so I got to believe they're going to go up Pro 2 and go to the AHL.
Yeah,
things
look good.
I'm watching a game like you guys, And I really feel Boston outplayed the Rangers. I felt that Lundqvist did not have a great game, that he gave a lot of, you know, long rebounds. But Thomas had a terrible game, you know, and I think that was the difference, goaltending. Because it looks like Boston is like a faster team. They beat the Rangers up in the corners. They outworked the Rangers. But I guess the system that Tortorella has in place, you know, as long as they, as Lundqvist is there and they do what they're supposed to do, they always endure. Is that the right word? Endure?
Yeah.
They endure. It may not be a pretty game.
Roman endured.
You know, but they endure, you know. They don't fight. They don't try to do more than you're supposed to, except maybe Prust fighting Lustig. I mean, I don't like – I think Prust fights too much, and most of his fights are draws. So I don't see where – he's like second or first in the league in fights. I know he doesn't take any stupid penalties. That's a big, big thing with him. Same thing with Rupp. They don't take minors. He doesn't take minors either. But, you know, not great fighters. I mean, if they just want to fill up the stat sheet and throw punches, I guess they could do that. Scott, I'm kind of disappointed in, you know, he knows what his role is, you know.
Yeah, I think with Prust is you got to worry about his shoulder. He does fight a little too, and I really agree with you totally. Lundqvist did not look good early in that game, and even McGuire made it, a comment. But he did get better as the game went on, where I don't think Thomas ever got better. He gave up those two early goals, and he frankly had another bad game at MSG.
Yeah, it is what it is. Some people say that the Rangers are where they are because of Lundqvist and Lundqvist and Lundqvist and Lundqvist. You know, they have a good team. They maybe even have a very good team. But Lundqvist is like from another planet, you know. He blocks them with his face. He does things that are absolutely incredible. Great guy, you know. He is what he is.
How about Artie getting a couple of goals these last few games, Frankie?
I told you they changed his role on the team and made him a left winger instead of a center where he's always played. But he's a good soldier. He buys into Tortorella's theme, and he plays the first forward back on defense and gives up some of his offensive potential that way. But, you know, even a blind squirrel will find an occasional acorn. And, Anisimov will get the odd goal, even with the limited things that they allow him to do. So I don't have a problem with his performance this year at all.
Yeah, you got over that snapshot, that wrist shot he had against Carolina. I just think it seems like he gets in Tortorella's doghouse real quick, and he kind of gets put on the third and fourth line and doesn't stay on the first line. I'd like him to just stick with the first line the whole year, and it's time for him to stop picking on Artie.
He picked on I sent you an email. I went on your Facebook, and I told you they put Delzato back on right defense again. You know, that's crazy, but you know, Tortorella is what he is. Players, he's got to move him around, and he does that with Anisimov. Paul Zotto had a plus 30, and now he's down to like 20, plus 26 because he keeps on moving the guy from left defense to right defense. He keeps on changing his partners every game because Tortorella wants to get Stahl into his 25 minutes a game, and he wants Delzato to get 25 minutes a game, and he wants Girardi and McDonough to get 25 minutes a game. I think the odd man becomes Strahlman, who is having a very good year also. So they play five defensemen, and the sixth guy only plays like a couple of minutes. So that means Delzato's doomed to be trying to be ambidextrous. Is that the right word?
Right, yeah, ambidextrous.
Yeah, you got it.
But the problem is, I follow stats very well. Him learning the right side requires a different set of angles and stuff like that. And his number of hits have gone down dramatically over the last couple of weeks. And that's the trade-off. Plus, he's had that hit that he took from that player and you know, from two players that he that were penalized, he got two hits and on that hip, and so that plus the constant moving back and forth to left to right defense is an issue. But you know what, we got a problem next year because Delzato, Stahl, Erickson, McDonough are all left defensemen. You can't have four starting left defensemen. Somebody's got to play right defense. And I don't think Sauer is going to be a solution. He's been injured all his life, even in juniors in the AHL. So who do we put on right defense?
What's McElrath play?
He plays right defense, and that guy Nerone having a good year, he plays right defense too. And both of them are the baddest mothers in the valley in junior hockey. But they are. But they are 1992 babies. You know, they'll be 20 years old just before training camp. That's very young. I mean, you know, occasionally.
What's
you can
too
do
young
that.
On the Rangers? Let's face it.
Well, he's too young to be an enforcer at 20 years old.
Oh, yeah, I think it's an enforcer, but.
That's what you want McElrath and Nerone for, to be an enforcer.
Well, I like Nerone. We've talked about that from what I saw.
And he's a year younger than, what's his face, McElrath.
And his brother, I think, plays for the Wild, Maxim Nerone.
Nerone has picked up speed. He's got a little more mobile. And like I said, he's got a year on McElrath, so he can spend another year in juniors. But McElrath and Christian Thomas just completed their fourth year in juniors. They are ready for the AHL. They are ready, you know. So the question becomes, and Jogan is ready for the AHL too. You know, he's a year older than McElrath and Thomas. Because, he missed that one year with the broken shoulder.
That's the future. We worry about that in September with training camp. What about now? We're excited now. They're the best team in hockey.
Well, I wish Scott would understand his role, you know, after what was done to McDonough pounding his head into the glass. I mean, I'm surprised Shanahan hasn't said anything. I mean, this guy is a frequent offender to Shanahan. I mean, this guy has been before Shanahan a bunch of times. Now he bangs a kid's head in the glass. You saw McDonough's face at the end of the game. It was all scratched up and everything. Come on, was that because of the boarding call? Because of the punch in the face with a glove? If I remember, the NHL has a 5-minute penalty for punching somebody in the face with a glove. Right?
Yes.
But I guess the referees didn't see it. Everybody else saw it. And the other thing is, you know, if it was Ty Domi and that happened at the end of the game, you know where Ty Domi would have went. You know, Ty Domi, you know, just point him and that's where he goes, you know. He knows his role. Nobody has to point it at him. Somebody gets ambushed by the Rangers. He's out there with one leg over the door. You know, he's ready to go. The coach don't even have to talk to him. The coach just says, sick him, you know, and that's it.
Right.
But Scott, Scott has got no skill. I saw him behind the net, pucks zooming past him. He didn't know how to block him, stop him, intercept him or anything. He's got a role. He's 17-0 on hockey.com flights. In the NHL, 17-0, hasn't been beaten yet. But I would like for him, you know, when there's an injury caused or a transgression caused, I expect him to tell the coach, can I go? You know, that type of thing. And I don't think he's got the email yet, you know.
Well, I think he may just be trying to show Tortorella in the limited time he has that he can play and he's not a detriment out there.
Well, he doesn't have to score for us. That's not his role. That's not what
right.
he does. He doesn't have a history in the NHL of scoring goals or points. He's an enforcer. He is what he is. I don't expect us to send Rupp out there expecting him to score 30 goals either. You know, people have their – Rupp has some kind of skill set, but Scott is only an enforcer. That's what he's there for. When somebody gets picked on, his role is to go out there and stop it right then and there, not 10 minutes later or in the next period. His job is to go out there right after the shift that the player gets hurt. He's supposed to be right in there and do what he's got to do. And what was the worst case that could have happened at the end of the game if Scott came out on the ice and he beat up Lucic? he would have got suspended. Boy, we would have missed all his points in the next 10 or 15 games, right?
Right, which wouldn't have hurt the Rangers at all, and the Rangers
but
would have had their
bench. It would have sent a message to Boston to be careful what you do because there is a price that you have to pay.
Well, you got a point there. He hasn't mixed it up yet, and that's what he's here for. So, you do have a point.
And to say that he didn't have any challenges, that doesn't work for me.
Well, I got to tell you, though, you may see it coming if he's playing. He's going to have to show his mettle, so to speak.
But I want there to be an intelligent fight. I don't want him to go out there and start a fight for no reason. I want him to go pick a fight because somebody has been taken advantage of on the Rangers.
Well, didn't you see him last in the game against Boston? He was chirping at Char and trying to get Char to go. I mean, I saw a little bit of his mean streak there.
Yeah, well, if I saw him rub his glove in Chara's face, I don't think Chara would have turtled. And I think if he rubbed his glove into Lucic's face, I don't think he would have turtled. But he didn't do the first step that he needed to do to get the thing going. I know how to start a fight. I mean, I guess Scott has got to be
how do you start a fight? Wait, Frank. How do you start a fight?
I get in their face.
Okay.
And if I got to shove my open hand into their chest to knock them backwards, I will get my point across real quick. And that's what I expect Scott to do. If the guy says, no, I'm too valuable to get into a fight, but I'm not valuable to go pick on one of your smaller players, I expect Scott to go out there and push that guy around. And what's the worst that could have happened if Scott went after Lucic at the end of the game, started pushing him around, and Lucic didn't fight
Lucic
back?
I think the rest. There's nothing could have went,
Right, it would have been a 2-minute minor for roughing and a 10-minute misconduct, something like that. But Lucic would have been on national TV with somebody rubbing his glove in his face, and I don't think he would have liked
Weiss.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that I think you're right on there. I think he got a good point. At the end of the game, maybe there should have been some retribution for the hit on McDonough. I definitely think so, and I think you're going to see some John Scott carnage, and I'm impressed that you know how to start a fight. I'm not going to tangle with you, Frankie. You sound like one of those
ex-Marine. I used to be a military policeman in Vietnam, in the Marines, and you talk about guys that didn't care, were soldiers in bars in Vietnam. They would rather go to jail in Long Binh prison in Vietnam than go fight in the front lines. They begged us to arrest them because it was safer, But we got a game in April, I believe, against Boston in the Garden.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And I believe Scott better do what he's got to do. I'm not saying go look for a fight, but if any Rangers get picked on, I expect him to be over the boards, on the ice, the next shift. And I hope Tortorella gets the message also.
Well, we'll see.
We had this little midget, Ty Domi, used to fight everybody. Everybody touched the Ranger, and he would, take it personal, Nobody was allowed to touch the Rangers, And little 5'9" guy, it was crazy. Just could not touch the Rangers. Fought everybody.
Yep.
But,
that's funny. Little midget.
He was. Domi was a midget. He was, 5'9".
Yeah. He certainly
we lost our midget listeners.
He fought Probert. He fought Kent Baumgartner.
He fought Probert
the
first time. Everybody said, this guy's going to get killed. And he throws a punch to Probert, and his face is bloodied. He walks off, and he skates off the ice, and everybody's shocked in Madison Square Garden. How is this possible, But, Domi was a pretty tough little kid.
Yep.
Yes, he was. All right, listen, Frankie, we're going to let you go. We're going to get some other calls on. I just want you to know, the chat room that we have during the show here, they love you. And as soon as you get on the phone, they're all glad to hear from you. They love hearing your calls. So we appreciate it. How's everything in Fort Myers? You got nice weather today? Everything's good? You're out on a golf course today?
It was cold as crazy last night. It must have been about 50 degrees outside.
Oh, my God. You out on the golf course today or what?
No, no, I was in a jacuzzi. It was like 80 today. No.
Perfect. All right, Frankie, we'll talk to you next time.
Take care.
Take care, Frankie. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
And I'm not a crazy person, despite the brain injury.
I'm winded.
Handsome, Bob.
He never disappoints, folks. Never. Never lets you down. Lucic.
Lucic. What else did he have in there? He had a couple other ones in there. Freaking hysterical.
There was one that he said it right, and then he said it wrong, and then he said it right, and then he said it wrong. I can't keep up with him sometimes. But he's always, I'm trying to get him to talk about the team now. He's always talking. He's always talking about the prospects. He's worried about 2 years down the road, who's going to play right defense. And the only thing he wants to talk about now is the fights.
Oh, boy. He's too much. All right. Well, what else did I want to talk about?
Frankie, now they're discussing.
Frankie derails me.
Frankie in the jacuzzi.
Yeah, Frankie in the jacuzzi. He was at Nam. Boy, that's
he is very highly related.
The jacuzzi. It was cold like crazy down here today.
He's unbelievable. And I agree with him, and he's like still yelling. Like I'm disagreeing with him.
Can't get a signal where I live. So what I do is I move down the street near the tower at a Hess gas station.
And then you played the Dale Weese clip, and he thought you were talking. Oh, go ahead.
And I just like, So,
all right, ready to go back to the phones?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about John Scott before we go there.
Okay.
Now, I understand that I think Frankie wanted him to send a message, but I think that I think with Tortorella, you got a show you can play. With the late Derek Bougard, I don't think Torts was ever happy with Derek Bougard as a player or a fighter or as a member on his team. And I also agree with you that when I'm thinking for a replacement of Ryan Callahan, why is John Scott playing? But I think he's getting a look at him. And I don't – and that one game, what game was it? The Tampa game? I think it was. That fourth line played very well. With Dubinsky. Was that the game where Dubinsky was relegated to the fourth line? They kept the pressure in.
That was the game he was Dubinsky.
Dubinsky. They kept the puck in. They get the forecheck. Yeah, sure, he doesn't know what to do with the puck. The guy's barely played any minutes forward in his NHL career. You know, and again, I'm not looking for him long term. Just, you know, for what he is, so to speak, it didn't look that bad. But hopefully we can move on from the John Scott era pretty soon.
Era.
So, that's where I am on John Scott. Haven't seen anything disastrously bad about him. Haven't seen it, you know, and I that's about it. That's all I got to say on John Scott.
You know, he was talking about Strawman, and I couldn't get a, I couldn't Strawman, I think he called him.
Oh, Strawman.
And I couldn't get a word in before he moved on to the next thing. He was talking about how great he was playing. He made a couple of critical mistakes yesterday.
Oh yeah, he threw the puck right up the puck away.
Yeah, I mean, all right. Yeah, I mean, the one play he threw the puck right up the middle. I mean, that's. And you see the Rangers do that a little too often for my taste. I mean, that's like...
Girardi did it, too. He looked to make a home run pass. He tried to catch, what you call it, on a change. The Bruins made a bad pass, led to a goal. Yeah, the Rangers do that a little too often.
But did he get... Now, I know they were talking during the game, and maybe you got... I guess I could just as easily look at the stat sheet. They were going to take the goal away from him. Did they ever actually do that?
Don't know.
Okay. You know, I didn't actually I guess I could check the stats on my own. I am capable of doing that, but let's see. I guess I could look that up while we're talking. 646-478-4692, the number if you guys want to call in. Joey, take care. Have a good night. Thanks for being here, buddy. Glad you were here for the fun. We're going to go back to the phones in – actually, let's – just 1 second here. We'll get back to the phones. I'm just – Eddie's got a technical difficulty over there. So as soon as he's back with us, we'll go back to the phones. So, yeah, they did give they gave that first goal to Fedotenko yesterday. Okay. And then the second goal was Hagelin. So Strowman was in on the goal, but he made a couple of key mistakes yesterday. And I saw, I think it was Nicole that mentioned it. We started a running bit on Twitter the other night. Questions, things Doobie asks Siri. Because, you know, they always show that those iPhone commercials with Siri during the Ranger games. So we started tweeting out all these ridiculous questions that Brandon Dubinsky would ask Siri. Some of them were pretty funny. So, like I said, if you're not following, you got to follow me during the games on Twitter. It's always fun. BSU Radio Gym, for those of you that are on Twitter. We have a good time on there. We were going off about Dubinsky being on the bench, Dubinsky. Then the questions that Doobie would ask Siri. And I believe Eddie is back. I hear him getting back from technical difficulties. All right. Yes. I was waiting for you. I was stalling or stalling.
Stalling?
I was Matt stalling until you got back so that we could go back to the phones.
Oh, you could have just went to the phones, but that's
well, I wanted you to hear who the next caller was because it's been a very long time since we've heard from this person.
Oh, I'm excited. Okay.
As a matter of fact, it's been so long since we've heard from this person, he doesn't even live where he used to live.
Wow.
He now lives somewhere else. Formerly known as Mike from Howard Beach, he's now Mike from somewhere near Monticello. Mike, good evening. Welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. How are you?
Good evening, gentlemen. Yes, it's been a three-year hiatus from the show. Eddie, Jim, how you doing?
You were at the viewing party. Not our last one. You were at the one before that.
I was at the Molly Wee down the street in the garden.
Yes.
And, a lot of fun there, although I wasn't on the show. I haven't been on the show, I believe it's 3 years, if I'm not mistaken.
The last time you were on the show, you were calling to complain about the Espo trade.
That's about it. You know how I live, just like the other guy lives in, what's his name, Frankie, he lives in the future. I definitely live in the past, especially when it comes to the Rangers. I like to reminisce a lot.
Was Frankie everything I promised you?
Yeah, I find it hard to believe he's in the Marines. I mean, if you have such a pronounced list like that, I figured you'd be a 4F. But definitely interesting to hear.
I'll give you a little background since you haven't been around lately. Frankie started calling into the show regularly about, I guess, 2 or 3 months ago. And he used to hang around on Blue Shirt Banner, but he got banned from there because he's a little antagonistic, and we'll leave it at that. But he's called into the show, and everybody loves him because he's got all these – I mean, he's the master of malaprops and just all these crazy things. 2 weeks ago, he was out in the pouring rain on his scooter at a Hess station in Fort Myers calling into the show. I mean, it's just – we've got – he calls
– Artissimo.
He's got that one.
He is very highly related.
it's just all – so that'll give you a little background on Frankie. But he had an accident with his scooter, and it left him with a – he had a brain injury. And,
right.
And that's why he's a little, well, at least I think that's why he's just kind of a little,
So he's like your, what's his name on Howard Stern, that guy was called. I haven't listened to Stern in a while. But,
Crackhead Bob?
What's that?
Crackhead Bob.
Crackhead Bob. He's your Crackhead Bob.
Here's what it
is. And I'm not a crazy person, despite the brain injury.
Baba Booey.
So anyway. So have you been watching
Mike,
the games? Are you keeping up with the team here?
I live now in it's known as Hopewell Junction, New York, not too far from Poughkeepsie. You can tell just by the name of the town. You know, anytime you have a junction as the second half of your name, I mean, It's like the population of the moon out here. I'm in the middle of nowhere. But I do get cable TV, so I get MSG, and I'm able to watch every game. I've caught just about every game this year. It's beautiful. I'm catching them just at the right time. And, you know, seeing it's my first call of the year, I'm probably going to wax poetic a little bit about the Rangers this year. You know, after so many years, they are just a joy to watch, you know, for quite a while. They've been able to outwork their opposition, but, you know, they've always lacked the skill, the chemistry. I mean, about everything about them this year, it's just so impressive, their hustle, their desire. It's remarkably consistent. They give up the body like nobody else. Each guy just seems to know where his teammate is. It's like a sixth sense out there. You know, they know where he is, where he's going to be. I mean, their rink vision is probably better than any other team in the league. They have a great ability to improvise and also be effective with set plays, which is interesting. They play much more intelligently than in years past. They make few mistakes. They commit very few stupid penalties. How many times this year have I said while watching them, I mean, wow, what a pretty goal. Jeez, that was a thing of beauty. I haven't been able to say that in a long time. I mean, their skill level is so—it's so evident, so impressive that it's fun to watch. Their resilience has been fantastic all year. I mean, you just look at yesterday after Boston tied it up in the third; it was just like business as usual and got the go-ahead goal not even a minute later. We don't only have the best goalie on the planet right now. Arguably, it's the best 1-2 punch with Baron. I mean, except for a few hiccups, Marty's been really solid. I mean, what's he lost? Like 3 games this year.
Right.
We're definitely the best 4-on-4 team in hockey. We play the open ice better than anyone. I mean, just look at all the overtime wins. I'd say we've even had good coaching. Tortorello, he's been motivating. He's usually positive, but he also knows how to tweak the players when necessary, you know, just like Keenan used to do, even like Freddie Shiro used to do in the late 70s. If there
you
are
just, you
that?
Just lost half our audience.
Yeah.
Half of them don't even know who Fred Shiro is.
Don't worry about it. I know
bring
Freddie
up Harry Howell.
Freddie the Fog Shiro. I certainly remember who Fred Shiro was.
They brought us to the finals in 79. If there are a couple weaknesses, I mean, we're not very good in the shootout. I mean, who gives a crap in the postseason? You know, get into that. Obviously, the power play has been, I'd say, mediocre at best. But remember, the power play's been picking up. We just picked up Bon Scott. Those about to rock, we salute you, baby.
Mike, they're all are the people in the chat room are talking about how you're just gushing about everyone in the everyone on the team, and now they're saying how the our trainers are the best skate sharpeners in the league. Our Zambonis get the best propane mileage in the NFL.
I told you it's the first call of the year. I have to, you know, synopsize everything. I'm really feeling that this is, you know, pinch me. I'm stupefied how good they are. It's crazy.
it's true. I mean, we you know, at the beginning of the show, we reeled off some stats, and it's unbelievable. You know, 91 points, what, 18 games to go, 15 regulation losses all season. I mean, it's a phenomenal season so far. I mean, it's really one for the Ranger record books. You know, it's going to, you know, hopefully it will be one for the Rangers. A lot of individual. The only thing I would disagree with is, yes, I've seen some pretty goals, but I would like to see more pretty goals. I mean, there have been some nice goals, but you know, that would be the only thing I would disagree with. But everything else, you're just right on with the team's focus is just unbelievable, and I think that's even rubbed off to Henrik, or the other way around, or because Henrik's having his best season, I think, as a Ranger.
Well, I think everybody's really feeding off each other. And it is nice to be able to gush about them. I mean, when I was calling the show a few years ago, you know, trying to make things positive, you know, you're trying to to shine up a turd, basically. And, you know, I don't have to do that now. It's really nice. And it's good for hockey, without a doubt. I mean, Gary Bettman's been offering his left nut to the Rangers to be good for years. I mean, he'll give his right nut to have the Rangers
make
a playoff run.
I don't think they've descended yet.
The NHL is just better when the Rangers are good. You know, the NFL is better when the Giants are good, the Steelers are good, the Patriots are good. Hockey is better when the Canadiens are good, when the Rangers are good. It's just a fact, and it's good for hockey. It's obviously great for Ranger fans, and I'm a happy man right now. I think you guys are too. It's kind of hard to believe, and I tell you the truth. I hope we don't see Tampa Bay in the first round. I think we struggle against that type of team. I think Pittsburgh we might have a problem with. I don't think we'd have trouble with anybody else, in all honesty. It's my belief. What do you think about that?
I fear no one and nobody. We are the New York Rangers. I think we have the best goaltender in the league, and that's it. We play a defensive style, and I don't fear anybody in the Eastern Conference. Western Conference is an unknown quantity. I don't really know too much about how we'd match up against Detroit or Vancouver or this and that, but I'm not worried. I'm not worried about matchups. I know some people are concerned about Pittsburgh getting healthy and Sidney Crosby. Sidney Crosby, somebody could fart and that guy can get a concussion at this point. So, I'm not worried about his return. And just stuff like that. And I'm not worried. I'm just can't wait to get the playoffs going and win a couple series and get this team making some progress in the playoffs now that we've made a lot of progress in our regular season play.
Awesome.
Mike, do you want to stay on hold to listen or what? We're going to take a couple of calls.
Keep me on hold for a little bit. I'd like to listen.
All right.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Mike. Glad to have your triumphant return.
Yes, I'll be back for more. Thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to you
take
soon.
Take care.
Okay.
Now, they brought this up in the chat room, Jim,
and I
just want to address this. That ridiculous, redonkulous, stupid call by the referees in that Boston game with the delay of game where, I forget who it was, shot the puck into the crowd, so to speak, but it wound up in the Rangers' bench. It never left the field of play, as they say. Okay? Technically, I guess, these referees can't even call a goal right or anything that's finite right, but now they can distinguish if the puck went over the plane of the glass. I mean, it was such a stupid call, and it was one of those they just make it up moments in that game. And in Tortorella, he's spiking the puck. He's showing the referee, the linesman, the puck, and they still call it. I mean, it's like a band of thieves, these idiots. The whole world could see it, and they couldn't reverse it. I mean, I don't know what the actual statute or the call is in the rule books, but common sense has got to prevail one of these days with these idiotic, moronic referees. I've said it before, only wrestling referees have less credibility than NHL referees.
I'd have to agree with you there.
Okay. That's all I had to go off on.
Was that WWF referee back in the day, Dave Hefner?
Yeah. I mean, that was just a joke. That's a nationally televised game. Doesn't matter anyway. They're a joke. They just make it up on the spot. The agita. Do we have any more phone callers, or I have to go off a little bit more?
We do. We have more phone callers.
Okay. I love this. I love that you people call in for my own health, my own personal well-being.
What's going on, Chandler?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
I actually had planned on talking. I was just listening. I'm at my girlfriend's with running her son, so I can't really talk because I don't want to corrupt him at such an early age.
Do you want me to just put you back on hold?
Yeah, that'll work. I'll do that the next time. I'm just going to spend some time listening to you guys and with him tonight.
Or do you want to just put your hand over the mouthpiece and go, fuck the bulls, and hang up? All right, Chandler, I'll put you back on hold.
All right, thanks.
All right. Thanks. All right.
That's pretty funny. I guess he's going to go off on Tim Thomas. Fuck Tim Thomas. Fuck life. Give me a fucking break.
Fuck Boston. Fuck the referees. Fuck Bettman. All right. I'm going to let you pick the next caller. Pick a number, 248 or 788.
788.
What's going on, Robbie? Robbie.
I think Robbie's away from the phone.
Calls like
something
once every... That's it. He doesn't call now for 3 months, and the one time he does, I put him on the air, and he's not ready for it.
I think he's talking about his mother. He's like, aloha.
Ma, I know you told me to go to bed, but I'm on hold. I'm listening to the show. They're going to put me on the air.
What is Tim Thomas? He's like, fuck. Isn't he like 68?
He's close,
I mean,
yeah.
Seriously.
Newman, what's up?
How are you?
Oh, from bad to worse.
How you doing, boys?
How are you?
I'm good. I just turned the show on, driving home from work. And I thought I'd say, how are you?
Newman, they got any hockey cards at that Sports Authority? You know me, I'm always looking. They have any hockey cards at that Sports Authority over near the cashier?
We have hockey cards at my store.
What kind they have?
We got Score, we got Upper Deck, we got Parkhurst.
Okay.
We got a team set of the Rangers. Panini.
Do you have, you got any, you know what, I ordered a Ranger jersey.
Ooh. Oh, did you get the McDonough?
Yeah.
McDonough?
Yep.
Nice. Where'd you order it from? I know you were looking for a website to order from the other day.
Now, I know we got some Jersey aficionados here. Not
oh, God,
from.
Yeah. Yeah, careful how you answer this question.
Yeah, if I mention the place, oh, okay, that place sucks. The Chinese crap. It's made by Indonesian orphans. This
it doesn't,
sucks.
It doesn't matter where you say you bought the jersey. Somebody's going to say that.
Yeah.
You can say you bought it at Saks Fifth Avenue's hockey collection. Oh, that place is garbage.
They rub their balls all over it. It's got herpes on it. What are you, ridiculous?
Neiman Marcus, you can't buy a decent hockey jersey from there. They sell shit.
I know a guy in Passaic. You got to meet him at the dock. He'll hook you up. I don't even know if there's a dock in Passaic. Is Passaic anywhere near the water?
Yeah, there's a body of water there.
Okay.
It's a toilet.
Yeah. that's what I love about you guys are all about New Jersey. I know nothing about New Jersey.
You were just in Jersey. Yeah, if I did out the White Castle after the signing with Rupp, he'd even show up.
Oh, really? All right, so I ordered the jersey from jerseys.com. Now, I don't know how that's going to...
Really? From that place? A bunch of Indonesian orphans, man. The place is like the Triangle Tree.
Shanghai Sally works there.
Shanghai Sally and the Ho Chi Minh Gang. Anyway, so I buy this jersey. I go over. I buy this jersey. You know, it's been a long time since I bought a jersey.
What?
We have extra large size for you.
42 long.
42 long.
That's
too small. So I got it at jerseys.com. So I got the whole thing. But I got – see, I didn't understand with the jerseys. And maybe you guys understand this.
I don't even – jerseys.com?
Projerseys.com.
Pro jerseys. All right.
Yeah, it's Vince has got the name there. And I think it might have been Vince or somebody recommended me there. And then I know Steve Schaefer, who's into jerseys, he sent me a link later, but it was all the way after the fact. So anyway, I got a McDonough jersey because I feel – well, I waited until the trading deadline was over because I think that's key. Don't you think?
Well, it says on this website, sorry to our customers, we've had to shut down business. You sure this is the right place? I'm just kidding.
Don't fuck with me.
That's the funniest thing Newman's ever said.
Ding.
Now, so I go there, and they have the Heritage jersey. Is not the Heritage. Well, it's the Heritage jersey, but it's not the Winter Classic jersey. They didn't have the Winter Classic jersey. I've kind of gotten used to the Winter Classic jersey, although I don't like the shield, on the Winter Classic as much, but I like the whole color scheme and the way it's made up. So I went for the Heritage jersey, which is the 85th anniversary jersey, I find out. Now, I haven't received it yet. Apparently, it's being... I don't know. Do these things, they're already made up. They're not like sewing the McDonough letters on this thing, are they?
There's a couple of Indonesian kids sitting in a sweatshop right now, probably like 3 years old apiece, sewing the letters on.
Eddie, just be careful when you order the McDonough jersey that they give you a small C instead of a big C.
It's going to say McDougal.
Yeah, I got the Heritage jersey, Marcy, because I like it. I'm not like you and don't like it. I can't base my jerseys on what you like. I'm sorry. And you know what? It even has the annoying retired numbers on the hem that you hate, too. I got it just so I could piss you off when I see you with this card.
Ding!
I like it because... it's McDonough's first year he wore that jersey. That would be considered his rookie jersey. Yeah, I like I don't know. I very rarely wear college shirts, so that would consider to be a college
shirt. He's gonna wear that to a wedding.
Yes. When they say college shirts, I show up with that jersey. I got it all figured out. So, you know. So I got it, and you know, I tell you, these things are expensive, Jim. When it was all said and done, $200.
Ding.
Well, I'm glad that Marcy's now telling me my jersey was a complete and total failure. I have to say.
Thank you. The Heritage jersey was a complete and total failure. No, it wasn't. It's not a complete failure if people are buying them.
Yeah, people are saying they love them. So apparently, it's not the... I like it. Like I said, if I got to get spiffy, I just throw on that jersey, Jim.
If you're going out fancy.
Yeah, I'm going out fancy-like.
It's a white tie affair.
Yeah. So $200. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm. I just don't spend that much money, so kind of on something like that. But I figured, you know, I love McDonough. I've been talking about him since Ranger Crisis number 50. Listen, John Newman said he would have 100 points this year,
and he confirmed it with me.
But John, I just want to make this perfectly clear. I don't want this jersey to make us closer in any way.
Oh, absolutely not. Mine's autograph.
This jersey is not meant in any way to bond the two of you.
Yes.
We've already bonded. Let's put it that way. We sat in the game together.
That's right. I have to say, it was quite an experience. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, brother.
All
right.
So that's about it. That's my jersey story, folks.
Well, I'm glad you got one.
Yeah.
One of these days, I'll buy myself a new jersey.
And now, apparently, they have three different companies making them. There's a Leaf, Reebok.
My jersey happened? Collection looks like something you'd see on Paulie D's Facebook. Anyway, all right, Newman, we're going to take some other calls. Thank you for calling in. This is probably one of your best phone calls ever.
I barely spoke, that's why.
Ding! Good night. Bye, Newman. I don't think his phone calls could get any better than that. He barely spoke. All right, we're going to try this again. Robbie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
What is it with you? You call in once every 3 months, then I pick up and you're not there.
Oh, I didn't know I was online. That's why. I was just listening to the show when I was doing some homework. So, but I didn't know I was online or on the air, so I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
So, what's going on?
You called us.
Well, you
know,
Rob, I mean, I know me and you were Jet fans. Me and you are Met fans. We're used to being complete losers. But now
yeah.
We are rooting for a team that is dominating. How are you feeling about dominating?
I'm very, very, very happy. I'm very happy. I'm the Rangers just, you know what? Just let you guys know. I'm still in the hockey mode 100%, okay? I guess the Rangers take preference over the Knicks, and baseball hasn't really started up yet, and obviously football is the offseason. So, like, I just like to bust your chops when it comes to other sports. The Rangers are still, you know, number one, all right, Jim?
All right, okay.
All right.
You're not getting all caught up in this Linsanity and all that nonsense? Meanwhile, the
no.
Knicks are 500?
It's Haglinsanity.
No. Haglin's.
Haglin, that's good. Haglin's sanity.
But the Rangers are sports-wise. The
it's
Rangers are my
insanity.
Rangers
so,
are my number one priority
yeah,
sports.
All right, we got you on the line. Let's
right,
see
I get it.
Okay, you did number one priority. You watch yesterday's game?
Yes, I did. 4-3.
You know the final score, but do you know what happened in that game? I think he's lying.
Stephon got the game winner. And who else? Gabrick had a goal. And,
you read the
yeah.
box score?
No.
I was watching. Trust me. Look, tomorrow can I say, I love the Rangers just as much as I love the Mets. Honestly, right now it's the Rangers time. So I just, you know, just I know what goes on. Honestly, I swear, I know that stuff.
Yeah, you probably care more about Tejada than you care about Haglin.
Who's Tejada?
Your starting second baseman. Get with
oh,
it.
Oh, they should. Yeah, that's true.
Even I know that.
I know. Oh, you're talking about Ruben Tejada. Oh. All right. Well, I know this is a pretty boring I know that this is a pretty boring call. I know. I was just wanting to listen. I didn't really want
to
go on the air.
Well,
all right. Everybody just wants to listen tonight. Nobody wants to get on the air. Nobody wants to say anything. Get out of here, Robbie. You want me to put you back on hold?
No, I can't.
Go watch Met spring training highlights. Watch them practice losing so that they can get ready for the regular season losing.
I have it on now, Jim, actually. I have it on now, to be honest with you.
Terry Collins
blow
says,
up.
What should be better than
blow
people?
Up. Blow
Terry,
up.
Wait. I just want to tell him this. Terry Collins tells people, we're going to be better than people think. You know what my reply to that is? No, you're not. You're going to be worse. They're going to be terrible, Robbie. They might win 30 games.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Dismissed. Just put you on hold,
Rob. I'm not a crazy person, despite the brain injury.
He hung up. I put him on hold. All right.
So, anywho, people call in. You love the show. But come on, there's people listening. They want to be entertained. They want to be informed. They want to know what people are thinking. Don't waste my motherfucking time.
Brian Dubinsky, 5 shots. On goal in this game. Brian Dubinsky.
Brian Boyle and Brandon Dubinsky. Imagine that, baby.
Brandon Boyle.
Brandon Boyle.
Before we get back to the phones real quick, you know, we only really talked about the game yesterday, but did you enjoy the stallgasms that were going on during that Carolina game?
Isn't the statute of limitations up on the stall versus stall storyline that these MSG idiots have to kill us with every freaking game they play each other?
Even when they don't play each other.
Even when they don't play each other. When is it going to stop? What do they get the notes, Jim, in the pregame notes? And it's like, you know, Rangers, Carolina, you know, how if you've in the media and then they give you like the goals, the top goal score, and then they have like the fourth bullet point is the stalls are related.
Well, there was one part, I think it was in the first period. Maybe Eric had just come back on. He took a penalty and he had just come back on the ice and they were both in the corner digging for the puck. And Sam was going nuts. It's stall on stall in the corner. Sam was, he was foaming at the wig. It's stall on stall in the corner. Oh, they're going at it. Oh, those Stall brothers are tough, aren't they, Sam?
Oh, they go at it. Oh, I don't know about Thanksgiving. Maybe some trouble at the dinner table. Oh, I wonder who they're rooting for. Stop it. It's not a talking point. You need to stop. I'm going to strangle both of you. You're going to see a fat man jump into that booth during the playoffs and strangle both of them. Stop with the stall! Stop with the stall!
He's going to choke Sam with his own hairpiece.
Yeah, I'm wrapped around. Well, he's got a chin strap on that thing to hold it in place. You can see the tag hanging out of that thing. Anyway, so, yeah, they were all over that. You know, Cam Ward, who usually plays well against the Rangers, I don't think had a good game that game. He usually stymies the Rangers. And that was the game that I had mentioned earlier that...
You're darn tootin'.
Anisimov and Gabrick had a goal on that, and Brandon Prust got on the scoreboard. That doesn't happen very often. So the Rangers did. That was a nice. And by the way, on that goal by Prust, your boy Boyle made a nice pass on a 2-on-1. When I saw that 2-on-1, Jim, I was like, not a chance. Not a chance it's going to be converted. Anytime Brian Boyle gets a shot, I never think it's going to go in. And I'm usually right. But he made a nice pass, and Prust scored, and Rangers beat Carolina. And I have noticed that these teams, especially in the Tampa game that followed, and really are hungry to make the playoff spot, so they're coming with their full complement. They're really not taking, you know. You could see it some of the games where they play teams that are kind of like out of it. It's like the other teams kind of have given up, but... You know, we've been in this position before where teams really need to win and are pressed to win, so they are bringing their A game, so to speak. And I thought the Tampa game was one of those games that Tampa really was playing well. I was a little upset that they didn't lose in overtime because I was starting to believe that the Rangers were very good on 4-4, which they have been better this year 4-4 than in the past, but... I like winning those overtime games. They've done that quite a few times this year, so it was a little bit disappointing.
Yeah, you know, during the Carolina game, you know, they do the Twitter question in between periods. You know, Giannone asked those hard hitting questions.
Oh yeah.
So they announced that after the first period, they're going to interview Mark Stahl, of course, and they're going to take questions from him. So my first question for Mark Stahl was, "Do you have brothers that play hockey?" My second question was, Mark, why is Eric such a douche?
I think that Carolina game, correct me if I'm wrong, I may be wrong on this one, I guess because Dubinsky was put on the third line, that Carl Hagelin,
Dubinsky,
Hagelin was moved up to the second line and stood there, which he's deserved that all year long.
Absolutely.
I think he deserves power play time. I think they should play this kid as much as possible. Stop screwing around with Brandon Dubinsky.
Dubumsky.
Dubumsky does nothing. Brandon does nothing.
Dustinsky. He's got all the names that Delzato used to have. He's got just as many. Dubinsky. But, hey, we're glad he tied the game against
If he does something in the playoffs or whatever like that, once the playoffs start, I consider everybody redeemed.
Of course. Because he'll grow the mustache back.
Right. And you know
we'll
what it is?
We'll have a good time with it.
Well, you know what it is? It's because now the expectations have changed. In the past, we've needed that $4 million man to produce in order to make the playoffs, and then we don't make the playoffs, you say, oh, he's a loser. But now we got the playoffs. If he has a great playoff, he's more than worth that $4 million. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, that's what I'm looking at it. I mean, if you win the division by this many, the conference, if everything goes right, it's really what you do in the playoffs. To me, the Rangers need to win two series, I think, for their development and as well as what they've done to reflect what they've done in the regular season. They need to move on. They need to get some series under their belt, and then that's imperative. That's imperative. So,
I would agree.
Okay.
Wholeheartedly. Let's see. We got a half hour to go if we go that long. 646-478-4692 is the number. Let's talk to, I believe this is Howie. Howie?
Yes.
Is that you? How are you?
Hi. Hey, fellas.
So, as long as we got you on the phone, did you hear about this? And, Eddie, did you hear about this ticket price increase? This ridiculous ticket price increase?
22 price points.
No.
I saw the post from, what was it, Bob Groder the other day?
Yeah. There's like 22 different ticket options, I guess.
What do you mean?
Whereas, you know, in the old days, there were the red seats, the yellow seats, the orange seats, and the blue seats. Or it was red, yellow, green, and blue. Is that what it was?
Red, orange, yellow. It was in those colors. It was red, orange, yellow, green, and blue.
Okay, so there were five. But, I mean, back in I guess that was the 80s, you know, when there were still blue seats. Now there's 22 different seat options, and they're merging the 300 and 400 section?
Yes.
I think Marcy said her tickets are going from $59 a ticket to $73 a ticket?
Where my seat was is gone. So
that's $14 a game times 40 games. That's almost $1,000.
Yep.
Regular fans are going to need not apply.
No. Well, did you see that the cheapest seats in the house were $29 and they're like obstructed view?
Really?
Yeah.
They were $9 back in the day.
Now, I
remember going to the garden before the first renovation. There wasn't an obstructed view seat in the house. You could see from everywhere.
Now, Howie, I know you keep up with these things, but maybe some of the chatters can back the other one, but haven't there been increases like the last couple of years?
Yeah, it's been outrageous. I dropped my tickets after last season because I just couldn't afford it anymore, you know, and they were $37, and my seat apparently now is like 50, where I used to sit is like $50.
That's horrible. It's just, who's going to fill those seats after a while?
I think they've driven out, what they've done is the average fan like me, you, and Jim, and even Marcy, we're all, you know, forget it. We're all priced out. You know, I used to love going because it was affordable. When I first got the tickets, it was under like $1,800 or something for two seats. Now I priced it up for even the $47 seats. It's like nearly $4,000 for two seats. And honestly,
I guess the season ticket holder is not the. Is that what they're kind of trying to price it out? And the people are just going to go? I don't get it.
No, I'm at a loss. you know, I loved going, and, you know, unless I'm going to save up some money to go to a game or two, you're not going to see me at the Garden too much anymore, or ever.
I don't know if you were, a couple weeks ago, Eddie and I were talking about it, and when I was, you know, when I was 16 or 17, you know, I used to go to the Garden when tickets went on sale with $100 in my pocket, and I could pick out six games on the schedule and get a pair of tickets for each game. You know, yeah, they were up in the blue seats, maybe in the corner, but still, you know, six. I was going to six games for $100. Now you can't go to one.
No, my friend had season tickets in 420, which in 427, which next year, God only knows where he's going to be, because he used to sit first row, right against the rail, and I was with him for many years. And when I started going with him, I think the tickets were $8. And yeah, I could buy. I got 10 games. Didn't even cost. You're right. Didn't cost $100 for 10 games.
Yeah.
What do you think hockey fans are? I mean, what do you think? We're all corporate criminals over here. We got money just to spend on hockey. It's throwaway money. It's disposable income. I mean, what, you know, frankly, they owe us some money from some of the teams they've put out there in the past.
I think, yeah, well, I was talking to a guy at work, and he's a Ranger fan, too. He had a half-season plan. He dropped it. He went to a couple games this year, and he says, basically, he goes, what they're doing now is they're taking advantage of the fact that they got lucky that the Rangers are having a good season. They go, if the Rangers weren't having a good season, they could never have justified this ridiculous price raise.
So now Marcy's saying that her playoff tickets are $90. That's per ticket, per game?
Yeah,
I assume?
Per game. Yeah,
per
and game.
That's just for the first round.
Yeah, think so about what it's for the finals.
So to buy a pair of tickets for the first round, let's say they have four home games. That's $800 just for the first round for your tickets.
Yeah. That's a lot.
And then they'll probably, if the Rangers make it to the second round, I don't know, what would they tack on? Another $50?
I don't know.
So then you're talking $140? Four games? Three games?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, it's a lot, you know, it's kind of in vogue to you know, pick on ticket prices and Dole and all that. But this really is, it's just a raping. I mean, really it is.
It's gouging.
It doesn't have to be this much money. They don't even need to have people in the building to make a profit.
They said the best view in the house now is that west balcony they just built for $64 a pop.
I just think that they are testing the Ranger fan to see how much they're going to pay. They're going to push them and push them and push them until they're out. Until everybody's out. Like you got out last year.
Yep.
You know, they're going to keep pushing the envelope until people say no. And they probably won't care either. You know. So people keep paying it. They don't get the message. You know.
I understand they want to do reno because, you know, the building compared to other buildings around the league is a little bit behind the times. I can understand that. But I also don't agree with gouging the fans to the point where, you know, who wants to go? You know, for the money, I could go away for a weekend, you know?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
we all could go to Frankie's house.
Ooh.
You hear
go.
A lot of Antimoff and Artisimoff.
No. Stop.
But you know, I like I said, I love going. I just, you know, just priced me out. And people I've talked to that I used to go with, they don't even go anymore because they can't afford to go.
I know a lot of people, and this may be sacrilege. I mean, you know, it's not Ranger hockey, but I was talking to my friend Tom, and he was telling me that, you know, he lives near the Mausoleum, and his son, who's like 5 or 6, loves hockey. He goes on StubHub. He gets tickets like $50 right on the ice.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, granted, there's only about 20 other people rattling around that place, and, you know, you got to worry for your child's safety, you know, and Little Wong is, you know, cleaning the ice over there. But, you know, a lot of stuff's happened, you know. It's ridiculous. I know it's New York City, and I know it's in the middle of all the excitement, but.
Jim, you know, as Jim knows, because of where I live, I'm only about an hour from the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. And actually, the Phantoms are, they're currently building an arena down in Allentown. So there'd be minor league hockey. It'll be affordable. So I figure once they're there, maybe I'll get tickets to see the Whale when they come in.
Yeah, well, you go to Allentown, no, bring your gun.
The Phantoms are moving to Allentown?
Yeah, they're building an arena down there. They broke ground already.
Yes.
Nice. Bring your gun if you go to the game. I was in Allentown like 2 years ago with my wife. We barely got out with our lives.
I mean,
well, I'm fleeing here from Allentown.
My neighbor went to
and the whole damn place is on lockdown.
Oh, boy, that place.
Up here, out here, there's a lot of minor league hockey. I mean, there's the Reading Royals. There's the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. It's soon to be the, you know, the Phantoms. And I think there's a couple of others.
Every time I'm at my dad's, Howie, he watches the local news. I think it's WDRE channel.
Yeah.
Or something. And that's like the lead. They're always the lead sports story, the Wilkes-Barre Penguins. It just makes me laugh. Mountain life.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. But, I mean, yeah, that's affordable. I want to take my kid there. I can take my kid to a minor league game, and he'll get the experience without me having to shell out a gazillion dollars.
Yeah, that's true. Especially, like, you have an hour to travel. Me, it's an hour and 20 minutes on the freaking train. This train is ridiculous. It's $20 each way. It's, like, ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, when I used to go to games when I had season tickets, I would stay at my sister, my uncle live in Jersey, so I would stay with them. So I didn't have to come all the way back here.
but then it becomes like a whole excursion.
Well, it's no big deal. I just go to work, and you know what? I would go to work the next day and come home, but it's no big deal. I was only a half hour from the office. I work an hour away from where I live, an hour from where I work now. So, but you know. I start looking at alternatives, and you know, for me, I'll be more than happy to sit home and watch the Rangers on TV. It's just I don't have to pay as much money, and you know, and sometimes I get all the replays. We're in the building, you don't always.
Yeah, that's true.
What's going on? Critical is in Port Jeff. Hey, Critical, how come we're not hanging out more?
Wow, that's a long trip. I mean, if I came home from the Garden straight, it's about an hour 30, hour 40 for me. So.
I took that bus the one time Eddie and I went to the game. I was staying at my dad's.
Mm-hmm.
That March Trailways.
Oh, yeah. They have stops up in, like, Stroudsburg and
yep.
Marcus
yeah,
Creek and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, Stroudsburg is, like, 10 minutes from my dad's house. So.
All right, Howie.
Anyway. All right, Howie.
All right, fellas.
We'll talk to you next time. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. Hey, I'm helping Colin on Wednesday night co-hosting.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Oh. Nice.
Because Noxy has something to do, so I volunteered to help.
Ah, very good. Very good.
Good for you. And you're doing some writing for them, aren't you?
I'm start doing some blogging for them. The other guy, I don't know what the hell happened to him, but I'm just going to start writing some stuff. Basically, it's going to be about the NHL and a lot of Ranger talk, but, you know.
Gotcha. All right. We'll have to come check you out on Wednesday night.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thanks, Howie.
No problem, fellas.
Talk to you soon.
Yep. Talk to you.
All right.
Wait a minute. I'm getting a lot of things in this chat room are developing here.
What happened?
I'm finding out that there are so many people that live around me, and I've never known this. Now, I know Coastal lives around me, and I try to avoid that area.
Well, he doesn't leave the house anyway, so.
Now, Anthony Senior Zero says he lives by the schools, and he's a mailman at the Center Reach PO. I think I know who Anthony is, because I'm always in that post office. Anthony, are you a clerk? You a clerk at that? You're a mailman, so you're delivering. You weren't a clerk, but I don't know. Because there is a dude who's a clerk there that has like Ranger scuff on his like where he. I was always wondering about that guy. I know that dude.
He delivers on Mid Country Road.
Middle Country Road, yes. You know that guy I'm talking about? Little Weasley looking guy? Don't tell him that thing. And, yeah, I'm always in that post office, by the way. His name is Lewis. Yeah, he's got Ranger stuff all over his thing there. I like that guy. He's all right. There's a lady in there, too. She's very vociferous. I like her. And apparently, Critical used to live in Rocky Point, where I used to live, and lives in Port Jeff. Crit, how come you're not calling up? Let's hang out. Me, you, Costa, and Anthony Sr. We could all hang out. I think we could have a whole shebang.
Go for pizza.
We'll go for pizza.
Go to, what's the name of that joint? What's the name of that joint you took me to? Little Anthony's or something? Little Geppetto's?
Yeah, Little Geppetto, Little Vincent.
Yeah, that's it. It was good. It was good pizza. Little Geppetto's, I don't know where I got
it. Little Geppetto's? I'm going to call it that.
From now on, you're going to call it Little Geppetto's?
Day of the Dead lives around there, too. Everybody lives around here. I hate that Buffalo Wild Wings he's talking about in there. I went there once, Jim. And Gabbert was on Minnesota, and he scored 5 goals against us. I never went back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We had a Buffalo Wild Wings like right around the corner from us, like 3 blocks from my house. And that was where we went and watched the playoff game last year, me and Keith and Nick Tertilli and a couple other people. We went there and watched the game, and we were going to go back there for the viewing party that we had last month or 6 weeks ago, and they were closed. They went out of business, so we went to Hooters instead.
Oh. Now,
we were much better off at Hooters. They treated us much better. They took good care of us there, and the guy that ran the place was a big hockey fan, so they took good care of us.
I don't know. I don't like to watch games away from my house or a friend's house. I'm all superstitious there. I don't know. But now but now I'm starting to – now that the Rangers are winning, I don't think there are any jinxes. It's just win big. I was going to ask you a question. I forgot what it was. I'll remember it later. What else we got, Robin? What else is in the news?
What else is in the news, Robin? We got a strange number here on the switchboard. I don't know who this is. I'll look up the, let's see.
Maybe it's Anthony Sr. He wants to talk about the Center Reach PO. My father used to work in the post office. He worked in the Ronkonkoma post office.
He hung up, whoever it was. No, it was a North Jersey area code, a new one, I guess, 862. Never heard of it. But
so let's talk about the upcoming schedule. How about that? How about
all
that
right.
for a topic?
You got the Devils tomorrow
night.
Tough
games coming up. Yeah, we got some tough games coming up. We got Devil Dogs. What?
Well, I was going to say, what is with this scheduling? You know, they go, you know, there's points in the season where they don't play for 4, 5, 6 days. And now they got to play, they just come off 3 games in 2.5 days. And now they got to play 3 games in 4 nights again. I mean, they can't do this any better. They got to play tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. 3 games in 4 days again. And then they play again on Sunday. 17 games in March? I mean, is that a little much?
I think it is. It's a little bit much.
A little bit, I think.
Too much.
Is.
Too much.
862 is back. Want to find out who this is?
Yeah.
862, you're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Who's this?
Jeff.
Jeff.
How are you?
Welcome to the show.
All right. Welcome to the program.
Good to be on.
Okay, Jeff, what would you like to talk about this evening?
I was actually just listening to the show. It's hard to get the internet on my phone where I'm at.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do you want to bring you back on hold?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks for listening, Jeff.
Hey, no problem.
That was Jeff, everybody. Everybody just on. We had 4 people on hold.
I love it.
Just listen to the show.
Whatever it takes, people are doing it.
That's
right.
That's
what it is. An unlawful gathering. We have to do this very clandestine here. Because Big Brother is always watching. I'll tell you a funny story. My cousin's husband goes, man, what a show you got. Like the callers and thing and that. And that website you have is fantastic. He was on Blue Shirt United. He's going, man, you had everything on that website. Who put that together for you? Like, that would be the Rangers. For the underground. But he listened to our show and he liked it a lot. So,
oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, you know, tomorrow night's a big game. Rangers-Devils always a big game. It's the biggest rival we have. Would we agree now that that is our biggest rival? Or are we still going to go with the Flyers / Islanders / nothing?
No, I would say the Devils are their biggest rival.
I feel if the Rangers lose to the Devils, it hurts the Ranger fan 10 times more than the normal loss. Maybe more. And
Very tough for me to take losses to the Devils.
That'll be at the Prudential Center. Right? And
yes, sir. We're on the road, the next three.
Please tell me that Marty Biron is not slated to start.
No, well, tomorrow night against the Devils, Thursday against Ottawa, and then Friday in Chicago. So I would guess Henrik tomorrow night, Marty Thursday against Ottawa, and Henrik Friday against the Blackhawks.
Why? To start, I would start Henrik in the Blackhawks game. The Senators are good now.
So are the Blackhawks. And look what the Blackhawks did to Marty 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but on the Blackhawks, they lost, and then they lost 9. They beat us, and I thought they kind of still kind of been waning.
Well, either way. I mean, really, does it make a difference?
Right. Why are we playing matchups? You're right. Why am I playing matchups when we're, you know, 15?
Go with then Henrik plays against Ottawa, and then Marty plays Friday, and then Henrik can play Sunday against the Islanders. You hear my dogs going crazy in the background.
Yeah. Frankie's trying to break in with his Vietnam moves.
It's Kirby.
So, yeah, that's all I got, Jim. I'm pretty much spent.
That's it?
That's all I got.
I opened the door.
In an hour and 45 without commercials, I think I did my part. I think you did your part. I think everybody who joined us tonight did their part, and then some. I just want to say right now, I really love the fact that we got so many listeners and people listening in. I'm not just saying this to fill up time as well. I really am. I looked on that member board on the Facebook page, and we have like 720 people, something like that. And on that Facebook, I'm not able to welcome each person to the group anymore like I used to. It comes like in a slew, and then it just adds them all.
I think Facebook changed the way those groups operate, and it's not quite the same. Anybody that's got my video on, they can see the dog. He's hanging out with me here. But, yeah, they've kind of changed it. You know, the other day I was trying to add somebody. Somebody requested to join the group. I don't remember who it was, and we did get him added eventually. I was trying to add him to the group, and it says you have to be an admin of this group to add him. I'm like,
yeah,
I created the goddamn group. What was there, a coup? What, do we have a palace coup?
Yeah. That Friday game's an 8:30 start.
Because they're in Chicago. You know, before we let you guys go, really quick, we got. Do you want to do a show Wednesday night, or you want to, or no? We're scheduled for Wednesday, but it's up to you. You want to do a short show?
Yeah, maybe you want to do a short show on Wednesday.
Do like an hour?
Yeah, an hour, because the Rangers Devils is always something to talk about.
All right, so I'll tell you, we're going to come back Wednesday night, probably for an hour. I don't know, maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock, one of the two. And then there's a game Thursday, there's a game Friday. And for those of you that – I posted this on my Facebook, not in the Blue Shirt Underground group. I will post it there at some point. Saturday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, join me right here on the page, on the same show page, for a little Bruce Springsteen thing I'm going to do for the new album, which comes out tomorrow. I've heard most of it. It's great, of course. He was on Jimmy Fallon all last week. That was great. I don't know if you saw any of that. I know you're not the biggest Springsteen fan in the world, but these are exciting times.
Enjoy them, my friend.
If you're going to be around Saturday night, join me. We'll play some Springsteen and whatever. We'll have fun.
That bit.
That's the whole bit.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you from the warm cockles of my heart. Let's go Rangers. Let's go Rangers.
Oh, geez, Cutter, you're not going to partake in my Springsteen show. Makes me want to go Springsteen five nights a week.
Come on, everybody.
No.